Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dustin, you a big birthday guy? You like your birthday?
Do I like a birthday?
Yeah, your birthday. Not just a birthday, but yeah, your birthday.
Yeah, I like birthdays. Yeah, I like my birthday.
You're
I like
everyone. Birthday guy?
I'm a big, yeah.
Is it a birthday thing?
It's a birthday? You like birthdays?
I'm asking because we found out last night on Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin a few things about his relationship to birthdays. And again, one more time, happy birthday to JP. Nothing to snuff at. We're in the like golden years, right? I've had many members of my family say, you know, the 30s and 40s, that's like the sweet spot. Old enough to have not be flat broke like you were when you were 22, and not too old that your body's breaking down, although I push that limit every day. Now, I got to be honest with you. The first thing we're going to play, I heard it this morning listening back at like 7 a.m., and it did make me laugh. And it was Jonathan talking about being disappointed with birthday gifts this year.
So yesterday was my birthday, and I opened up the show. I talked a little bit about my birthday. Cavs were going on. But what I'd mentioned was how, although my wife got me some nice presents, and it's not about the presents. It's never about the presents. But I was a little disappointed with some presents that I got from some other people, right? And it's not that it was anything that the presents were bad or anything. It doesn't take much to amuse me. It doesn't take much to make me think like you put some thought into it. And I know, it makes me sound a certain way. Anytime anyone complains about any presents at all, especially at 35, you feel a certain way. But I don't complain to their face. I just made a quick comment about it, and it was what it was, and I'm happy to move on, right? It was just one of those things of like, I don't know, I try really hard. Sometimes if people don't try, you're like, not great. My wife did great, though. I don't want to single her out. That's not what this is about. It's about other family members.
All right, smartest thing the man did. Not once, but twice.
He covered his wife up.
Yeah, you have to. Because as I was giggling about this morning, and Ness had come out to talk to me real quick, and she's like, what are you laughing about? And I was like, oh, JP is complaining. I didn't set it up right. I was like, oh, JP's complaining about birthday gifts. And now Ness knows, has met JP's wife, and she loves her. She thinks Elise is the best and sweetest. My kids called her Princess Jasmine because when my kids were little, they thought she looked like Princess Jasmine from Aladdin. So the Wilson family loves us some Elise. And Vanessa went like on guard immediately, like, do I have to call him? And I was like, whoa, easy, shooter. No, he specified multiple times in the clip that this has nothing to do with JP's wife and the gifts that that he got. I do think it's interesting. Like, dude, there was something that happened when I was a really little kid. I could never if I don't like a gift or if I didn't maybe love a gift, you will never know. I will never ever let on. I will always be gracious and happy. And honestly, I don't even get, if I didn't want something, I don't even get upset about it. Because when I was like 3 or 4, we lived in a duplex in Wadsworth. And my parents, you understand, dude, like a year before, my parents couldn't afford gifts. And my dad happened upon two kittens at the pound. And that was our Christmas. It was like our Christmas miracle. I think I told that story this year at Christmas. And so, like, the next year.
I mean, getting a pet's pretty cool gift.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. And we had Buffy forever. He was awesome. And
yeah, I
ginger
mean,
cats are awesome.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
But that next year, my parents had a little bit more scratch, and we talked them into letting us open our gifts on New Year or on Christmas Eve. And my sister, after all the gifts, looked at my parents and went, "Is that all?"
So and, I've done that before too when we were kids, and boy, what didn't go over well, man? Mom was crying. It was like a,
my dad.
It's not great, Bob.
My dad was not the angry one. My mom could scare the crap out of like grown men. My mom is tough. My dad was the softest, sweetest person in the world. My dad went Hiroshima. My dad went to a level I saw maybe twice in my life, and I never personally got. And it scared me so I wasn't the I dude, I was playing with my Christmas gifts in my bedroom, door closed, and it felt like a Kiss concert was going on in the rest of the house as my dad cut a Dusty Rhodes type promo on my 5-year-old sister. And so I have been so conditioned. That moment stuck in my brain so much. Dude, you could get me a lump of dookie for my birthday, and I'd be like, man, thank you. So, like, I just start out, like, I was hearing JP, and, like, we talked about it because he's here now for his show. We talked about it. And I was like, I totally get where he's coming from because he is a thoughtful gift giver, and it felt like that wasn't reciprocated, so I totally get it. It still made me cringe the entire time. The whole time, I was 4-year-old Nick Wilson again, sitting in my room on Christmas Eve, just praying to God the house would stop shaking from the wrath of my dad, which is ridiculous to say because he was the gooberest man that ever lived because of a lack of thankfulness for gifts. Can't do it, man.
No, you can't. So here's the question I have for you. So I don't know what's going on here with JP. Does JP... like birthdays or not?
Right,
because the way he said it was like, yeah, I don't like gifts, but these people that gave me gifts were terrible.
Yeah, so I think that's where I think there
it's
is
like
some...
the beggars can't be choosers
thing? Yeah, well, no, if you don't care about
then what do you
birthdays,
care?
I don't think you can care about the quality of the gift, right?
Correct.
It's because we'll play, we got to play the other part of it, which makes it so damn funny. Big Papa's coming in.
We got to play number two here.
You want to play number two while he's in studio?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hey, JP. All right, what
Wait,
you got?
I want to give some context because he asked a question. It's an important question because I think you're partly responsible for the rant from yesterday.
Because
you gave, no, in a good way, you gave me such nice gifts yesterday.
But they weren't birthday gifts.
No, but I was.
I told you I was going to give you some stuff.
I set it up with the idea.
It was just happened to be your birthday.
No, but I set it up with the idea that like my wife knowing me probably thought as I show up with a whole bag full of golf polos and golf shoes and such that I went to like a sporting goods store, bought them for myself because I felt bad about how the gifts didn't go my way yesterday.
You said this wasn't about your wife. So.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. But she would be like, wait, what happened? Where'd you get all those
things?
Wasn't
she aware that you were not happy with the other gifts?
She was very aware. I complained. I complained a lot yesterday.
Like JP isn't unloading the clip at home on that one.
Why do we have to act like we're above complaining about gifts, by the way?
Because we should be.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, especially when
you get to be disappointed. By the way, I didn't complain to the people's faces that disappointed me. I complained to the radio.
You subtweeted them on air.
But especially when you hear.
It's okay.
Especially when you hear part two.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to point out, though, real quick, because I do want to play part two, which makes this even funnier to me. I'd like to point out, you and I have been friends since 2016 when you came here.
Not anymore.
All right? And every time you come on this show, excluding yesterday, you use this thing to kiss his ass. I'm your friend. We've met each other's families.
I left with a bag full of gifts from one person yesterday, and it wasn't you. That's all I'll say about that.
JP's my friend, too.
We've known each other for 8 years.
And we've met each other's families.
So just so we're clear.
Elise has been golfing with Dustin before.
So right. just so we're clear, you don't care about birthday gifts, but now he's your better friend because he gave
I'm
you free swag that he was throwing
friend.
Out.
No. I'm not saying he's my better friend. You're my better friend, obviously.
Deuces, Dustin.
I don't know what that wins you. That wins you nothing. Being my friend is worth
very, very little. How many more golf shirts you need?
Just a couple would do it. It's not much.
Did we even it up there? All right, so now.
I buy my friends.
So JP is on. By the way,
it's been a while.
That's
traditionally a you thing, by the way.
Your dues are ready, Dustin.
What do you need?
We'll get back to that later. I'll be happy with that, whatever you give me. But let me give you a list.
What's the last thing I got? I bought you an air fryer.
No, you bought me a knife. Oh, wait, no, you didn't buy me a knife. It was the air fryer. That's the last thing
I bought.
Did I buy
the knives, too?
Oh,
confusing the things that he's got.
Golf shoes.
Sounds like a pretty good friend to me.
I think I bought all. I bought you knives, too, didn't I?
No. You're misremembering it.
You see how thoughtful that is, though?
Football.
An air fryer because you like to cook a lot.
I bought you a Ninja.
Because he knew you needed golf shoes. There's more thought right there than any of the gifts that I got from people that I talk to every day.
He's just turning this into another way to. Okay. So
I like thoughtfulness.
Another question I have for you, JP, is do your friends listen to the show?
No.
Okay.
No, that's smart.
That's important.
That's why I complain about him here.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't have that luxury.
Until they listen.
They're not listening.
Because not only do family listen, so I got to be careful about this. We're in dangerous waters here. But the whole thing is, you're not happy with some of the gifts you got, just not from your wife. Elise did a great job.
She did great. She always does great.
We're going to continue to say that.
Thoughtful human.
But then imagine how perplexed I was when you went from, I got these gifts, I didn't like them, to this.
I'm so happy to put my birthday in my rearview mirror. I'm not a birthday person in general. I'm thrilled that now it's 364 days away. But again, I'm 35 now, not 34.
Okay. So you're mad about gifts that you got for a birthday you don't care about.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm not saying I make sense. I'm just saying it's, okay. It's how I feel.
You know what? I will say thank you for at least owning that. That is a bridge. That is a bridge to somewhere.
Hey, I'm giving you credit. At least you worked on your birthday. I've been with people, worked with people in the past that take a birthday off.
Name them.
One of my bosses in college.
Took the day.
He refused to work on his birthday. There's other people out there. We just ran a poll. I put a poll up on our show page.
All right, let's see.
Is taking the day off work for your birthday a thing once you pass the age of 21? And we've got like 37% of people saying yes.
A lot of people do these days.
Not trying to judge gender here or anything, but I feel like if you're a guy and you take your birthday off, what's going on there?
Show your work.
I don't know. I mean,
what's going on there?
Just throughout my life, I feel like females always take their birthday off.
I kind of agree because they use it as a girl date.
Right.
Like they'll go out with a girlfriend, yes. And go shopping, whatever.
So I can't. Who are you judging that. In this?
I'm really not judging anybody, but I'm saying, well, I kind of
Keith
am.
Keith is judging. Keith is 100% judging. He's laser eyed.
Right,
like
you're
now.
Not judging, Nick. You judge people all the time.
Yeah, it's my
Everybody
job.
Everybody does.
It's my job.
It does feel like, Nick, you'd want to take off for your birthday, though.
Okay. Now show you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Work there.
Doesn't it?
I've been defending you this entire damn thing.
I love you. Oh, defending me. Yeah. I don't get a defense here at all.
Well, okay, other
it
than when I
feel like you'd enjoy taking off for your birthday. I don't know.
No, not really.
Have you ever done it?
I don't remember.
There's been a host on the station has.
Oh.
Oh. Keith? Oh.
Are they current?
This is the thing
current host?
Oh, yes. Current, yeah.
Do we all want to take a stab at guessing?
I feel like we've done this conversation before, and I can't remember who the host is now.
Is it Lima?
No.
No.
Lima doesn't.
Can't
that's,
be Lima.
That's sentimental. Lima wouldn't do that. It's not. Okay, it's not one of the three of us.
I can't
hot.
See.
You're getting hot, though.
It's Ken?
No, Ken works a lot.
Ken works a
ton. No, I'm not saying he does every year. He has before, though.
Oh.
That's a surprise.
Somebody else has to take a shot. I've taken too many. I already hit him with the red
pen called
ring
you
yesterday.
Out this morning.
I know, no, but called me out and then completely
he called you out
butchered. By the way, guys, just so you know, you can play audio of our show. Yeah. Instead, what happened is, because now it's no longer about the birthdays, and now you're triggering me. It's about Anthony Lima. I accused Ken yesterday of flip-flopping.
Did you hear it, Dustin?
On the Charlotte game thing.
Ken this morning goes, every time I tune in, they're talking about us.
Yeah, which is ironic. Because
kind of the same thing about their show.
They were talking about us. But the point is, so Lima convinced Ken that I had accused Lima of flip-flopping when I had accused Ken. Ken was the flip-flopper on the show. Lima has been consistently wrong, But Lima has at least been consistent with his bad takes. Now, getting back to it, I still can't believe Ken has taken his birthday off before. Like, unless there's some, because here's the thing.
If your birthday's like on a Friday or whatever, and you got plans for the weekend or something, I can see taking like a wraparound weekend off. But like, if it's a normal Wednesday, you know. Like,
well, I had a Monday. Should I have taken Monday off?
Yeah, you could get away with that.
You could get away with that, I think.
You could have.
It didn't feel right.
Why? What does that mean?
Plus, I know Keith keeps track of these things, so we got to make sure we're here.
Keith doesn't
Found out this may be happening again, by the way.
For Kenny?
Ken may be taking his birthday off again.
He's missing the Boston series and his birthday? Yeah, I got to stop defending his work habits.
Yeah. By the way.
Constantly telling everyone how hard this man works.
By the way, are you a Rockefeller or something? Why are you keeping...
With my hoodie on?
No, I just mean like the Rockefellers wanted no one to take days off and work 16-hour days. What are you out here counting other people's days off on?
Good point. It's almost like pocket watching a little bit, right? Like, I notice who works a lot and the people that don't work a lot, mainly because
I don't know if you remember this. We work for a corporation.
I do the night show, right? And so if I'm off, I typically have to be around for when people are off. So I notice these things a little bit more.
That's
what I think that is.
I was going to say, I think you got to be a little more grateful for the crappy gifts you got.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can say
what
you
were
hate
they?
You. I don't.
I'll tell you what they were.
You're actually going to do that?
Yeah, why not?
I think I, this listening. Is the risk.
We can judge it. Let's judge it.
I want to grade it.
All right.
I would not do this for you.
Don't do it?
I would
they don't
not.
Know. They Nick, don't even know who gave me the gifts. They just know.
Nick, just turn your mic off for a minute. Go ahead, John.
But if somebody hears it, they're going to know. If in the odd
they're
chance they're listening, which again, I don't
they're
think.
They're not going to hear it.
Okay. Are you ready for the blowback?
You got to dump on.
I feel like he knows. He knows better right now. He's trying to protect me here.
Who is? Him?
I'll tell. No, you are.
Me?
You are.
Yes.
Yeah. Keith, I'll tell you off the air. Okay. I'll tell you off the air.
Go ahead. You can tell me on the air right now. I'm allowing it.
No, I think this is the right decision.
Yes.
This is the right decision.
Yeah. Tell us one. Give me a hint.
If you say one, you might as well say the whole damn thing.
All right, fine. It was three things. Okay. It was very, very quick. Three things. All right.
Okay.
All right.
I warned you.
One, it was a kid's coloring book.
For you?
Exactly. It was for me and my daughter to go ahead
and color.
So
it really was a birthday gift to give to your daughter.
You get it.
I would not do it.
It was a piece.
To give you more free time or what?
It was a chocolate bar that this person thinks I would enjoy, and I've never expressed interest in enjoying before.
Oh, you might as well. No, you can't give that detail. I just realized you can't give that detail either.
And a pair of very unspecial socks. Like that's three bad gifts for somebody I talk to every day with and knows me very well.
Yeah, I'm not a birthday guy either. That's terrible.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm
glad you made me do this. This justifies a lot of it, a little bit more in my head, right? Oh, that's the three bad gifts. That's not good.
Yeah, that's...
Did they hide the candy bar in the socks?
It doesn't... Here's the thing.
All one box, as if there's like this big box and this big everything. And I'm like, this is going to be good.
You guys are going to want to listen. Good. You're on an hour before the draft tomorrow, right?
I might be hanging out with you guys.
Okay, so at some point tomorrow, you're going to be hearing that Jonathan...
Are we here tomorrow, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm here right now. That's all I know. You're going to hear that Jonathan caught blowback on this because he gave away the gifts. A bridge too far, my friend. You know, you got my support. A bridge too far.
A regifter.
We could run a poll for him. Grade these gifts.
By the way, I'm so excited about polls.
I love we like to show our polls. This is the show of polls here. That's what we do.
We are.
We get votes.
We get a lot of votes.
That should be our motto. We get votes.
Feel like we could be playing with fire with that motto. You and I missed Mike Florio being on Baskin and Phelps yesterday. And
always loved me a good Florio interview. He's so in tune with the league. Must listen.
Very sarcastic over there.
What are you talking about?
All right. Well,
I mean, the guy knows everything.
So there were two things that we're probably going to just destroy him for. And that just sounded,
why would we destroy him?
Here's the thing. He definitely has something against Cleveland. Like, him and Browns fans have had a thing going back to when his lovely blog started 15 years ago, and he enjoys trolling Cleveland. So when he was on with Baskin and Phelps the other day, he started talking about where is Kevin Stefanski's contract extension.
It's two different questions. One, the extension. Number two, how much do you pay him? It's easy to say, he's worth another contract on our terms. But what about another contract on his terms? And one of the things we never see in the NFL is a coach who says, you know what? I'm going to finish my deal and I'm going to become a free agent and I'm going to go to the highest bidder. And I think there's a concern that you would get blackballed if you make that move. There's collusion that happens when it comes to paying coaches, even though the NFL would deny it and will never get sued for it, most likely. You know, from Stefanski's standpoint, he could say, hey, I'm going to just leave and be a free agent and go coach somewhere else. But man, that's a tough thing to do because the NFL, I don't think, looks kindly on coaches doing that. And I think coaches are very conservative with this idea. I've got a job. Why do I want a different one? I've been here. Let's work this out. But you got to figure out where he fairly fits among the other coaches in the NFL. And I think that's where it becomes a challenge.
It's a pretty disingenuous take by Florio that there's cause for concern that Kevin Stefanski doesn't have a contract extension yet.
It's silly.
Like, there is, I know that, like, you know, January, all right, that's when you might hear. Like, there's really no one time for coach extensions. Like, they happen literally all the time. So, like, if you get into the season and Kevin doesn't have a contract extension, I sure think that's interesting. But, like, the whole premise of, well, if he didn't get a contract extension, he's going to go elsewhere. That's even melodramatic. It's like the guy has more success in 4 years than any other coach combined since 1999. Like, unless something were to happen really catastrophic this year, there's really no scenario you can imagine Kevin Stefanski not being the Browns coach for the next several years. So, like, the hell's he talking about? Does it worry you at all that I'm just trying to play by his rules. Do you think, are you worried at all that Kevin doesn't have a contract extension yet?
So I'm not. I mean, Kevin's a two-time coach of the year. They've been to the playoffs twice. Like, assuming they have a decent year, he'll get an extension. He may get an extension before the season.
I think he probably should. I mean, he's going into the final year of his deal.
Yeah, I mean, extend him right now if you want
well,
to.
Well, and here's the thing.
What
if it's already happened, it just hasn't been announced? Because that's another thing. I wouldn't be surprised. The Browns are going to do this when it makes the most sense for them, meaning like announce it. It wouldn't surprise me if they've been very close and it just hasn't been the top priority. Like, what was it that we heard, what was that, a month ago, that the extensions for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are really close? Maybe they're waiting till after the draft, because that is when, for GMs, that is when a lot of GMs get contract extensions or fired now, is in the summer, and then the coach, it's kind of whenever. Like, would it surprise, to me, I'm expecting it sometime in May after the draft.
And that's fine. I mean, I'm not panicked about it. I don't know why anybody would be panicked about it. He's going to get extended. The guy's a really good coach.
Now, with that being said, here's the other swing and miss from Mike Florio, where he talks about Kevin Stefanski's value.
People would say last year, well, he's the offensive guru. The offense wasn't very good. It was the defense that carried the day. How much of the credit goes to Kevin Stefanski, even though he barely won Coach of the Year, that probably should have gone to D'Amico Ryans, frankly. But he's got two of those trophies now. He's done well with the team. What is the value that Jimmy Haslam is willing to invest, and how long of a commitment is he willing to make?
How do you barely win a Coach of the Year award?
That's silly to me.
It's
like saying Myles Garrett shouldn't have won. I mean, he barely won the defensive player.
I mean, there were other guys that also deserved it. Listen, we can haggle over whether we think Kevin Stefanski is a guy that deserves to win two Coach of the Year awards, right? If you want to debate that all you want, that's fine. It's not going to bug me if he says no, or if somebody has a different answer than I have. But, like, you can't. It's not just about the Coach of the Year. The guy has won more games through the first 4 years than any other head coach since 99. He's won more than Belichick did in Belichick's first 4 years. He's got a playoff win in Pittsburgh.
And by the way, like Florio said there, they were carried by the defense last year. Okay, how about Kevin Stefanski in this offense? They were a top 10 offense in points per game with five different starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, and
is that a big deal?
Also, does a head coach get credit for winning?
They won 11 games.
I mean, I don't care how you win. If your offense is struggling, quote unquote, whatever the hell he's talking about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.